Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I didn't care about nothing else but partying.
I should be doing horror film music.
Ja, fan. Kunde vi få över oss det här?
Oj, getting that pressure.
Jag älskar liksom så här typ koncept.
It's exciting, it's fresh, it's different. The purists hated it.
It's really strange.
I tried working for the man, but well, fuck it, you know.
Whatever makes you feel good, go with it.
Old to the new. A flavor from the old, so you don't scare people, but with the future sound.
När 80-talet möter nutid i en picklad process av psykedelisk rock, house och techno och avslutas med en rejäl dos av influenser från Mellanöstern, ja, då blir resultatet Moskoman. En speciell herre som gladeligen låter sin musik påverkas av sin omgivning.
I'm like watching a TV, like Slow Horses, for example. I don't know if you watch with... So I was like, oh, I gotta go back to London. You know, in a second, I'm like, well, let's go to London tomorrow.
Moskoman är uppvuxen i den högteknologiska hubben Tel Aviv i Israel. Men han tillhör inte de som driver utvecklingen. Han tror mer på ett slags vackert kaos där det händer saker som driver på skapandet. Just därför att han begår misstag eller inte gör som han ska.
I feel like I'm a bird, you know. I open Ableton, I forget everything that I knew. You know, it's like, okay, let's try a little bit like this. Okay, now I remember.
So Moskoman, welcome to Musik och Danulf. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, chilling, enjoying life. Trying not to stretch too much.
And where are you right now?
The moment I'm in Miami. Just finished a nice weekend in New York and Miami. So decided I have some friends. Decided to stay for a few days. Catch some sun.
Moskoman har fått ut sin musik på många skivbolag och det är som att han med varje släpp inte kan låta bli att göra något annorlunda jämfört med tidigare. Det finns inte riktigt någon tydlig röd tråd. För det måste du zooma ut och väva in hela hans artistskap. Moskomans äventyr bygger lite på att han rör sig över hela världen och nu pratar vi inte bara om när det är dags för spelningar eller turnéer utan han flyttar runt och bor många månader eller år på olika ställen.
Yeah, I think it's the benefit of this kind of lifestyle. I mean, some people choose to be very based in some place and just go and come back. I decided to be a free bird and just roam the world as much as I can, you know, and there's nowhere. I like the fact that there's nowhere to be back to, so you can only go forward, you know, in this kind of situations. So you just travel. I've been in the past few years, we've been living in, of course, we have the base in Berlin, which we still have the house, but we're not there too much, but we've been in Miami for a while, in LA, we've been to New York, we've been to Tokyo, we've been to London, and then just spend more extensive time in these places and trying to dig a little deeper than just the come, take whatever, you know, try to give back also to the community and stay a little longer and just create more connections with more people.
How would you say that affects your music?
It's nice. You absorb a lot of inspirations. There's many cities that are very, very inspiring, you know, every to each his own kind of direction. But I feel like musically, I've always been trying to, you know, how do I explain it? To do a lot of different stuff in a kind of like, not a different genres, but just to incorporate a lot of different styles into this kind of dance music genre and not be a very conformic. I don't know either how to, but I'm trying not to do by the rules of like, okay, this is a deep house track, this is a tech house track, this is whatever you want to call it. And I'm not trying to create this undefinable sound, but it's just what happens when you have a lot of outside inspiration and outside kind of like, so you have a lot of influences sound wise, you know, everywhere you go and you listen to local music, or in my case, a lot of also like cross the years from if I like to listen to 60s jazz or 70s or, you know, any kind of, I mean, every music that I listen to, I go through periods of music and then I'm just, you know, try to put my and recreate in my mind, okay, make this kind of music. Sadly and gladly, I say it, I go through a kind of prisma that I make dance music. So it goes out through that, you know.
Moskoman är född och uppvuxen i Tel Aviv, Israels kosmopolitiska stad som hämtar intryck från hela världen och har ett litet men vibrerande klubbliv. Bauhaus-arkitektur, fina stränder och matmarknader i oändlighet är något som många känner till om stan. Tel Aviv är det kulturella, ekonomiska och teknologiska navet i landet och har totalt mer än 3 miljoner invånare i Stor Tel Aviv. Över 4000 Bauhaus-inspirerade byggnader kom till mellan 1920 och 1940 av tyska judiska immigranter som flyttade in efter att nazisterna tog över i Tyskland. Arkitekturen skulle vara en brygga mellan finkulturen och det som ansågs vara allt för enkelt. Bauhaus-rörelsen och dess skola ville sammanfatta kultur och konst i en modern stil som sedan ledde fram till funktionalismen. Så med den nya vågen av immigranter uppstod en stark kulturell prägel som drev åt många olika håll. I'd win if there were a prize. For losing. So, what was your neighborhood like growing up in Tel Aviv?
It wasn't a suburb, it was a real city and it was actually, it created a lot of very good musical, like all this area, which is literally maybe 7 or 8 kilometers from Tel Aviv, created a lot of this kind of like cool people. So Red X's from that area and a lot of artists and a lot of chefs that I know, a lot of rock musicians that I know. We grew up there. A lot of people that I know all over now that they're in the US and everywhere around the world, you know. And it was a very kind of like special, it's called the Sharon. I don't know. I can't even, there's no translation into English. It's just the name of something or just something happy and green. It was a very green place and very happy place and a lot of nature compared to Tel Aviv, of course, and the beach also. And so you had a lot of this kind of like, I gotta say it was the best life back then. It was really cool. It was safe, you know, but at the same time, it was just trying to be, it wasn't trying to be edgy or against any system or something like that. But you had the place to shine because you were not a normal person.
How were you shaped musically? What kind of music were around in your house as a young kid?
I still have all the records that my parents had because it was the beginning of my collection. It was actually a mix of what I am today, to be honest. It's from Manu Dibango and really disco kind of like African stuff and you know, to when I grew up, you know, of course, I was a super Michael Jackson fan and Motown, and I was always wanted to be a bass player, like in Motown. And this is also I still play bass, but this is what I want to be. Stevie Wonder, you know, Ray Charles, all this kind of stuff. And then was the other side, which was Pink Floyd and very rocky, all the rock, like Procol Harum. Like there was the album, which was like the first kind of probably first concept album that you listen to. when days turns into night and this kind of very, very kind of trippy pre Pink Floyd kind of concept albums that used to happen with the prog rock, to Led Zeppelin and pretty much all the and Eric Clapton and all the kings of rock, you know. That was the record that we had in the house. A lot of Israeli music, of course, a lot of kind of like folk music, which is always great. Leonard Cohen was a huge thing in my house. Like everybody's, my mother is like everybody, like myself, everybody's super in love with Leonard Cohen. It's a very, you know, it's a spirit. It's a very special spirit. That was the vibe. I think this is who I am also today, kind of musically. Funky and rock, you know.
I control myself for you. Can't control myself, it's true. I control myself for you.
Elektronisk musik från Israel har sedan tidigt 90-tal till stor del handlat om trance och olika varianter på temat. Psytrance uppstod i Goa i Indien och på de fester som hölls på stränderna. Det blev som en fortsättning på 60-talets psykedeliska rockfester i området. Långsamt men säkert följde Goas fester och dess musikaliska äventyr in i den elektroniska sfären och spreds och fick stort fäste i bland annat Israel. Artister som Infected Mushroom, Alien Project, Astral Projection och Vini Vici har blivit tongivande i världen och än mer befäst trance-scenen i landet. Det är däremot bara den melodiska tråden som Moskoman plockat upp från den scenen. Han hittar sin egen väg och redan från första släppet blev det tydligt att influenserna kommer från hela världen. Moskomans rastlöshet, eller beroende på hur man ser det, att upptäcka omvärlden, att inte gå miste om någonting, bidrar till hans stora palett. Och det var en flytt till Berlin som blev grunden till hans uppvaknande. Han började väva in det israeliska musikaliska arvet i klubbmusiken. Tidigare hade han släppt på diverse skivbolag och gjort sig ett litet namn, men det var först när han lämnade Israel och hamnade i en ny miljö som han insåg att han måste gå sin egen väg.
I think already from the first release, you know, that was the way, you know. The first thing I ever released was an edit on I'm a Cliché, which I did, I think Vanakava or something like that, like this kind of classic disco, Italo disco tune that I did an edit to it. But then the first release, because the first release was, I just recorded bass guitars and, you know, real guitars and just did something that which is different or did, and at the same time, with the same release, I had this kind of very techno-ish kind of tune, very kind of dark techno, industrial kind of music. And since then, you know, all the time, most of my releases, all releases that is just Moskoman, always been something different, you know, in the style, in the sound. I mean, the sound is the same because it's still me, because it's not. Except the stuff that I collab with other people that I'm like, okay, let's do it like this or let's input like this, you know, and it sounds different than what I do because it is different than what I do because it's not only me. And I've never looked at, you know, I remember all the time people tell me that the sound, this is special, this is, and I've always asked them, but is it good or bad? Because it's like, I don't understand, because somebody is like, oh, it's different, it's unique, but is it good or bad? But I guess there's no answer to it, and there's still no answer to that. I just feel like this is the only thing I can do. I can listen to a whatever artist track, and I was like, oh, I can do something like that. But then it happens the way that I hear it. I don't have the technical ability to recreate music like most of the people in the scene is, because of that, most of the music sounds exactly the same because they have the technical ability. I don't, because I feel like I'm a bird, you know. So I open Ableton, I forget everything that I knew, you know. It's like, okay, let's try a little bit like this. Okay, now I remember, you know. So this is the way that I work. And at the same time, I'm like, you know, there's not many people that create different stuff. And also doesn't mean that this different stuff is successful. It's just something that you need. I feel like there's something that I, quote unquote, need to provide to the scene to bring a new perspective also for sounds. So this is also with the label, you know, always trying to bring this kind of new sounds and new things that will help make it way more diversified. Because when I moved to Berlin, everything was deep house. Everything was tech house. Exactly the same track. You know exactly what's going to happen. And today you don't know. Today you put a Red Access track, you don't know where it's going to take you. You put a Moscow track, you don't know where it's going to take you. There's a lot of artists like this that you don't know. And I think this is the real thing, you know?
I hans egen musik är 80-talet sällan långt bort. Han har inspirerats av syntpop och lite mörkare strömningar från rock, samtidigt som klubbreferenserna inte lämnar. 80-talet, eran då syntmusiken tog över poppen och listerna, och om vi bortser från klädstilen och frisyrerna så fanns det en charmig syn på det nya soundet som både var ett stort hot och att några andra nu såg framtiden och den var ljus. 2015 startade Moskoman skivbolaget Disco Halal som blandar, enkelt beskrivet, dansmusik i många olika former med pop, rock och psykedelika med klanger från Mellanöstern.
I feel our upbringing was very good, you know, the people that influenced us, you know, people from like the late Andrew Weatherall, which is the idol that I, you know, all the time when you were in this kind of need, you speak with, you know, and from people like Ivan Smag or people like Cosmo Vitelli, people that are in this kind of realm that we had, that are punk, but we don't have a place to be punk, we just want to be, because we're going to the clubs, because this is what's going on, but you find yourself in the kind of like this kind of club world, you know, in this punk club world, which is very difficult at this point, I gotta say. Like, it's almost impossible in the world, but it still works. So when I DJ, even if I DJ in places, like I DJ in places that may seem on paper that, oh, this is a very commercial club or this, I play my music, I play my stuff. You know, I'm not a crowd pleaser per se or whatever, but you know, it's good. It's important. Even if in most cases, it's over a commercial success, it comes, you know, but I feel like the longevity of my career and the longevity of my music, you know, and mine. And of course, when I talk about myself, I'm talking about people that are like me and, you know, everybody knows who they are. You know, we have more chances to survive in this kind of, in this kind of climate that, oh, everything is so fast, 90 second, 8 second videos. Okay. It's okay. I'm not against that. I don't want to be a part of it. That's all.
How would you describe Disco Halal?
Disco Halal is used to be a melting pot of a lot of sounds, you know, a lot of explosions. Of from the Middle East and from my style and rock and this and the stuff that we used to release and from Otarki to Red Access and stuff like this. I think it became more and more because it built this community of being a very kind of like innovative club music, you know, and it's kind of like bringing the, it's not different, but every track has this kind of, oh, this is a little different that we heard before. This is a little bit different. And then it becomes a thing, you know, the artists, they release more music in other places, you know, and also people listen to the music and they recreate, you know, in this kind of stuff. So I try within the label to release stuff that I think, of course, it's all in my opinion, by the way. I don't make the rules for anything. It's just my opinions. That just to create kind of like, oh, okay, I heard this track on Halal, let me do something like that also, but it's my taste. So I'm like, okay, this is getting better. You know, it's like doing good deeds for me and my feelings. Like, okay, I did good. Maybe the other person will pay it forward, you know, and same thing kind of like in the music. Okay, still create a little something a little better. I do feel that we created some stuff, some monsters that are very hard to, some genies we left, some bottles that are very hard to put it back. So I tried to divert from it, like I did the singles club, which wasn't there before, and it created this kind of like wave of huge, a lot of so many artists making this kind of music, and became like this what known as indie dance.
som ständigt gör sig påmint för personer som bor i området kring Israel och Palestina är den pågående konflikten. Under de åren då Moskoman påverkades musikaliskt, tonåren, slog den andra intifadan till och det normala livet ställdes på ända för människor på båda sidan när den väpnade konflikten tilltog i början av 00-talet.
I have to say that it's a situation you were born into, so you never, until you go out of it, you never know the stuff, but I tried always to stay above politics, you know, as much as I can, because I know that it's, at the end, it's just a bunch of people that are trying to make money, and it's over the normal people, and it's been there since the feudal days, and since we had kings, and it's been the same thing, and nothing's changed. You gotta depress somebody to make money, you know, so, or oppress in this kind of situation. It was hard. There was no, till 2007, from 2002, there was no clubs in Tel Aviv. So there was nothing to do. Basically, these were the days that we were away. And I came back also at the 2007 and try. And then there was this kind of reckoning and we had our own kind of spots. And, you know, we felt safer. Of course, I don't compare myself to quote unquote the other side, but, you know, we felt safer to be outside also, you know, and, but yeah, but I think also it has a big, in good and bad, it has a big, big influence on us as musicians and as people, and, you know, and the way we see things. And the whole point about Disco Halal also was, you know, at the beginning with the edits and everything was to try to do some kind of unity, more unity. It's a very kind of like dreamy, you dream or, you know, fantasize about, okay, we can make it better by music. Maybe we can, little by little, you know.
It seems like you're sort of constantly on your toes, wanting to try out new things all the time, really.
I feel like it's funny, but I ask myself a lot of that. Why can I just be like, okay, let me do this? I feel the same thing with the house. And I think it's a very, some people are wanderers, you know, and it's kind of a, also in a Jewish point of view, there's always the term like a wandering Jew, because most of the Jewish people till Israel never had their own home. You know, maybe I'm still part of the old tribe, you know, that didn't, okay, we say like, you reach your home, you say, we have like a translation in Hebrew, it's like, which means like, okay, I'm good now, and I probably am still not there, you know. So this is the same thing with the music, and also, I don't know. I always tell people, and I tell also the producers that tell me, I'm like, tell me something I don't know, you know. We have this kind of saying: what I know, I already know. Tell me something I don't know, you know. So that's why I'm asking myself also: tell me something I don't know about yourself, you know. What else you have inside, you know? I as much as I get influence from outside, I look deep, you know, to try to bring this kind of like, if now I'm like super obsessed about, I get flashbacks when I was a kid and listening to Smashing Pumpkins and, you know, all the alternative, all whatever, like Viggs used to produce and this kind of stuff. And I'm like, and Ride and Violet Femmes and Stereo Lab and, you know, all this kind of like, okay, I want to make this kind of music. You know, so I get inspired. It's the same thing. I watch a movie about, Kung Fu. I'm like, I want to go study Kung Fu. Yeah, I'm like watching a TV, like watch like a cool like Slow Horses, for example. I don't know if you watch with. So I was like, oh, we gotta go back to London. You know, in a second, I'm like, well, let's go to London tomorrow. I'm very easy to influence in that kind of way. So same thing I feel with music, but it's cool. It's nice.
There is only feeling in this world of life and death.
Ja, den israeliska musiken hämtar influenser från den judiska och arabiska kulturen. Judiska immigranter från hela världen har skapat en unik mix av influenser som gör att det spretar åt många olika håll. Moskomans musik och många av de artister som han ger ut hjälper till att skapa en mångfald som inte så ofta kommer fram i klubbkulturen. Disco Halals framgångar har visat på suget efter att bredda scenen med nya röster och strömningar i musiken.
Well, pleasure talking to you, Chen.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining me and thanks for guesting the show.
Thank you and good luck. And I've been listening to lately and I enjoyed very much. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Musik och Danulf med Moskoman, Israelen som inspireras av syntpop, rock och en mix av vad som finns runt omkring. Supporta enklast artisterna som du hör i Musik och Danulf genom att leta upp deras sidor på Bandcamp. Och stöd gärna podden med att bli Patreon. Tack för att du lyssnar. Vi hörs.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.